Hardee's invites you to try the new Fiery Famous Star. Sizzling charbroiled burger bliss, dripping with creamy zesty fiery sauce. Join us for the new Fiery Famous Star. Only at Hardee's. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Word in Joburg is we must always be careful of a helper from Lesotho, because if you are a woman married, she will make leshe for your husband in the morning, but she will be on some trip like.
Yeah, lady. Hi, this is a good question. Kima Messi. Yes.
So she will ask for kala ka leshe kala ka enan.
From the moment this ad started, this many videos have been uploaded to YouTube. You want to stand out? Then you need the best music for your videos. Get unlimited access to Artlist's complete music catalog with amazing new music added daily that's pre-checked for monetization. It doesn't matter what kind of creator you are or how big your channel is. With Artlist, you're free to create. Start now and stand out.
Hinda, Barimene, welcome to a podcast and chill Africa Day edition. Len Moleko is here. I'm trying to figure out how else I can say Hinda in all the other African languages. I don't think I can.
How many of them are there though?
Jeez, that's a good question. I'm so is a shitload, man.
Because I think Nigeria alone has over probably like 3,000. Wrong. There's a South African.
Anyway, all right. So yeah. So it was your
Henda Dumela.
Yeah. So I'm saying it was your idea to do the show. What's coming up? What are we doing? What are we getting into?
So basically, what we're doing is we're just gonna take a trip around the continent, speak to a couple of folks in different countries in celebration of Africa Day. Because yeah, man, we won. So let's celebrate each other. Take trips. Just entice the chillers to also want to go to other countries on the continent if you haven't been. And if you have been, what has been your favorite country to visit on the continent? Ooh. And what is on your to-do list once the lockdown is done? So it'll be interesting where you want to go and where you've been and which has been your favorite country to visit.
King Muna, are you shopping for a new wife?
No. Not yet.
Oh, yeah, no, but Africa is great, man. I've been to Nigeria, Angola, Mozambique, and they're all so amazing, beautiful. Like, you know, it takes getting out of the country to appreciate what we have, but also appreciate other countries. Like Angola was Angola was beautiful, dog. Hey.
I know, like in the one country that I've got FOMO to visit like hectically, and it's just around the corner, Shane, is Namibia. I got sold on Namibia when I watched an episode of Top Gear, and both Jeremy and them were going on the desert and whatnot. And
oh yes, I remember that episode. Yes. Yes,
yeah. So it's so sad that sometimes we actually see the continent through the eyes of those who are not on the continent.
Yeah,
for us to start appreciating it, but. This is a start. I mean, for us to go around the continent saying what's up to continental peeps, just to hear how things are, what are the vibes where they are type thing.
You're reminding me of Precious Coffee. Remember Precious Coffee? She did a show similar to this. Remember?
Yeah, Precious Africa.
Yeah.
Yes. Didn't you work with her?
Yeah, when I got fired, why? She was my co-host.
Yes, I remember.
All right, it's time to chat to my sister. What is it? Wadzai Nai?
Yes, Wadzai.
Wadzai representing Zim. What does that mean, Wadzai?
Wadzai means live in harmony with each other. It's actually a complete sentence and an instruction to whoever is being talked to.
Mm. Oh. Mm. And how's lockdown in Zim at the moment?
I don't know. Like, I feel like my opinion of it might be a little bit biased because I was on my own self-lockdown before the lockdown started.
Okay.
And so I just kind of like got into it. And so I've enjoyed it and I've like made a lot of progress on some work that I'm working on. But in different places, there are different stories. Like people who have challenges with an income during the lockdown have a problem, obviously, because they can't afford to be on lockdown. And then there are also some people who are finding peace and like productivity during this time as well. So it's like mixed feelings towards it.
So like you guys as a country, because obviously different countries have been sort of like going on about this period of time differently. Just generally, how has it impacted you guys and versus all the other countries on the continent?
So that's like a heavy opinion you're asking me to share, because then I'm speaking for so many people, and I'm one of those people that just don't believe in a singular opinion representing everyone. So in any response, I'd still tell you that, like, I'd give you a few responses that would represent a few of the communities that I'm in touch with. So I would say the impact in some places, and I'll speak about maybe religious people. A lot of religious people are coming out more and talking about the importance of spirituality, because everything in the physical has shifted from what they have been able to scientifically calculate before. And then you have some people who have, like, let's say, feminist movements who've been screaming and asking for attention for certain problems, now saying, look, this is what it feels like to have a problem on our hands. Now that we have a problem that we share together, maybe you understand what it's like when we're talking about issues to do with gender-based violence and how urgent it is for us to deal with such issues. So you find that, like, I mean, whatever opinion I would give you about how people are responding to it would have to be particularly in relation to a certain group of people or a certain idea. And then I can say, oh, I've heard people say this or that. So maybe I'll throw the question back at you and say from the top of your head, what area of life are you interested in hearing about more at this point?
Alcohol. If you can tell us the alcohol situation.
Yeah, alcohol is pretty interesting, actually, because I think at some point there was a ban, which didn't last long because it was reversed very quickly. I only learned about it when it was actually being reversed, that there had been a ban. So there were a lot of memes going around about how, you know, it won't be possible to have a 21-day, it was at this point a 21-day lockdown. It won't be possible to survive 21 days without alcohol. When it was lifted, people celebrated. But Zimbabwe is a lot like South Africa in terms of the humor around serious or unserious issues alike. So there was a lot of humor around it, and people are still drinking. And I came across something online where one socialite in Zimbabwe had invited people to share, to confess, like confessions of, I don't know, just like confessions, random confessions. And a lot of stories that people were sharing with the socialite were to do with how they're breaking the rules of the lockdown.
And
alcohol was involved in many of these situations. So it was quite interesting to find that people are afraid of this pandemic or like this virus, but they're not afraid to the point of resisting alcohol and alcohol related behaviors and things like that. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, who's the biggest rapper in Zim?
Whoa, man. Zim is a small country, and And like, word's gonna go around.
What do you mean?
When I think, like, I don't know, I feel like rap, hip hop and rap is such a sensitive genre.
Okay, but who's the biggest? Numbers don't lie.
If I pick, well, so Nadia, so when we're talking big, so you're talking numbers. I don't take numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not a big hip hop head. Local hip hop head, maybe. But right now, who? I have no idea, actually.
You're kidding me. What name?
I mean, I know them. I just don't know who's big, you know, because what is big? I'm sorry, you're speaking to a very difficult person today who just doesn't like. I'm a social scientist and I will never like put a one size fits all on a big community. So I don't know. I'll have to go with the strongest upcoming is what I can give you.
Okay. Who's that?
And that's in my opinion. His name is, the beatbox guy. Probeats. His name is Probeats.
Probeats.
Yeah, Probeats is a beatboxer, and I know he's recently dropped an album, which I am still getting to know.
Yeah.
I know if I'm going to talk about artists who are already known, then I'm going to go with 10 Diamond.
10 Diamond.
I'm going to go with 10 Diamond and Takura.
Takura.
Yeah, Takura is a personal favorite because he's real, you know, like I relate with the music that he pushes, you know, like I feel like I'm a character in the song. So I like that.
All right. Wanza Nai, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, man. Really enjoyed it. And when we come to Zim, are you going to take care of us?
I can take care of you. If I come to South Africa, will you have my bag?
Of course, definitely.
So there we have it.
We'll make sure even alcohol is sold when you get here. So we got you.
How's the alcohol situation over there?
It's horrible, terrible, the pits.
We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, it's been great being on your podcast as well, and I look forward to seeing it.
And make sure you subscribe, Newanza, and do start that podcast.
I already have.
Nice one. Yeah. And I can't wait to check out yours because you were saying off air that you want to start your own podcast, right?
Yes. So I have a show called The Afro Playlist, which was like a physical show. And now we're going digital. And one of the ways we're doing that is in a podcast. So I will share it with you. Hopefully come back and talk about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's Wanza Nai representing Zim. We're about to go to Malawi, Chief. What do you know about Malawi?
Nothing, actually. I think I'm very ignorant when it comes to the African continent. I'll be the first to admit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very South African boxed. I think it's a bad thing. I'm the first to call myself out on that.
Ruben, how are you, my brother?
I'm all right. How you doing, man?
Good, man. What time is it in Malawi right now?
Same time, 16 past 2.
Oh, okay, cool. You look like a rapper, dog. You look like Rick Ross, man.
It's just the facial hair, bro.
Rick Ross and a bit of Casper in your vest as well.
Ah, bro. You know, I've been hearing that too much of late, eh? And the worst part, I never thought Casper was good looking, bro. So now when I keep hearing it, like that.
is he big that side in Malawi?
Yeah, dude, he did a show here almost 7 years ago, like Dog Shebeleza, Puma Game Time. He was already popping that time. So everybody knows Casper.
Wow, man, who else is big that side?
In terms of SA artists?
Yeah.
Bro, everyone. Like, Malawi just catches whatever wave SA is on. So obviously people love AKA as well. He was here last year, I think. That was quite well received. But right now, everyone's playing Amapiano.
You kidding, bro?
I'm telling you, bro. It's everywhere. So, I'm actually forgetting who are the guys who've been pushing that Amapiano movement. I'm not pushing myself, but
Kabza and Maporisa.
Kabza and Maporisa, yeah. Scorpion Kings, yeah. Everyone's jamming to that.
So tell me, like, describe to me a night out in Malawi. Like, when you go to the club, what music are you hearing? What's going down there? Is it just like SA?
It's just like SA, basically, man. how can I best describe it? A night out in Malawi. It depends where you're going. So let me put it to you this way. I'm going to get in trouble for this. The two big cities in Malawi are Lilongwe and Blantyre. So Lilongwe is the capital city. Blantyre is like the commercial hub, basically. So it's kind of, that's how I put it. So I don't know about Lilongwe, we call it L's here. But in terms of Blantyre, you go, like, for example, today, there's a big thing called Soul Food Sunday. So today we'll have like live band, live performances. That happens on Sunday, basically, L's and Blantyre. So it'll be live band until about 6. And then for those people that, you know, are up for it, it goes to like old school hip hop until. On a usual night, it'll be amapiano most places, and then maybe some, you know, some hip hop a bit later, some Afro beats as well mixed in. But some places play more of other things than others, you know what I mean? So, but amapiano basically is the big thing that you expect almost everywhere. If you're going out between 8 and midnight, that's basically what you're going to be hearing. I've got to place myself. We do mainly like R&B, hip hop vibes. We're just trying to be a bit different. So
that's so crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's SA lights in terms of music right now. Whatever's popping in SA, you pretty much it finds its way here so quick now. So quick.
Yeah. What did you want to ask?
In terms of competition, and I'm not even going to call it competition, I'm just using the word for a lack of a better word, locally, like your rappers there, the music that's popping that side, what is the thing to listen to when you go out on a night type of thing? Well, before the lockdown, obviously.
Before the lockdown. What is the thing? I said, the thing right now is amapiano, bro. Like, it took over very quickly.
Yeah, haven't you been listening, Munna?
I'm asking.
I don't know if I wasn't clear.
So, what I'm asking is, if you go to Blantyre, is there like a Kabza in Blantyre type of person? Or
like local scene?
Yes, your local scene.
Oh.
I hear you. The local scene, bro, it's quite interesting. The artists here, they've not yet reached a stage, in my humble opinion, there are few artists that have reached a stage where they cross-pollinate across every type of demographic. So there'll be some people who are big in certain, like, I'd say townships. Like, if you bring this person there, like, there's some names I don't know, but if they're showing up at a certain venue, the venue will be completely packed, but I have no idea who they are. They've got their own kind of movement or whatever. In terms of like hip hop right now, to be honest with you, there's these guys called the King's Rifles, and they're like proper hip hop. Like they're not doing like screw screw or whatever. And because I'm 29, so the people in my age range, 25 to like early 30s, they seem to be really liking their music, and they've been doing some movements in Blantyre and in Els. But I don't think there's anyone who, like, when you go out, you're going to be like, yo, we're playing this guy from the local scene. It's just, it's very divided, I would say. No one's really managed to capture everyone right now. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a, because I'm just going to check the name of this dude on my phone, because I got his song. There's this one guy, he did a song with, it's called Tender.
Tender, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you know it.
No, never heard of it.
Never heard of it. He did it with that guy that Zagadat dude, Mr. Easy.
Oh, Mr. Easy, yeah. Yes, I know Mr. Easy.
Yeah, George Karakusha. He did a jam with Mr. Easy just now. But like everyone was doing the challenge. So on social media it was big, like for the last 3 weeks.
So there's like Malawi Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter Malawi is what we call it.
To the Malawi.
It's an interesting place. But yeah, everyone was doing the cover for that song. But I've not heard it out. Do you know what I mean?
So that's what
I mean. He's kind of taken over the social media. He's taken over the Twitter fans, basically. He's got Twitter fans right now.
Let's talk about the mummies, dog. How are the mummies in Malawi, bro?
Mummy games are right, bro. We don't have as many yellow bones here, but...
Hey, have you ever been to SA?
Ah, bro, I was in SA for a long time. I did my undergrad in SA, then I worked in SA for 3 years before I came back.
So compare the SA women and Malawian women.
I can't do that.
You can be biased, it's fine.
Huh?
You can be biased. It's okay.
Nah, they're both, you know, they're both dope. They're both dope. But the SA Mommy game is pretty strong, bro.
Do Malawian girls like money as well?
Every woman loves money.
Every woman likes money, but I think the game in SA is on a different level, bro. Because I was in Joburg for like 3 years, and that's when I saw life. I saw that if you have money, then
they drained you. That's why you had to go home.
They didn't drain me, bro. But you know, it was time to come home. It was time to come home. But yeah, dude, Josie was another chat in terms of like money and stuff. But every place will have mummies that like money. Not all mummies like money, but every place will have it. And I just think there's levels to it. You know, in Malawi, you don't have to buy a bottle as soon as you walk into the club for mummy to think you've got cash. You know what I mean? If you just get around, it can be considered quite a strong play. You know, whilst in Jersey, if you don't have a bottle dropping from the ceiling, you're not the dude.
You want the sparkles, bro.
You need the sparkles. You don't even have sparkles here. It's very low key. It's very low key. People only know because they see the bottle. There's no parade or whatever.
So you mentioned that you obviously were in Joburg. You studied here, worked here for some time. Yeah. Upon mentioning to peeps in Joburg that, yo, I'm Ruben, I'm from Malawi. What common misconceptions did you kind of get from whether the people were from other parts of the continent or other parts of the world, including South Africa? Like,
the one common misconception which I heard a lot was that we're very well known for Muti this side. We talked about apparently people in Limpopo raised the Muti from Malawi or something.
Maybe
apparently, because people from if people from Limpopo can read your Muti, it must be like next level. Apparently, I don't know.
The two of you can confirm, because Mac is from Limpopo and you are in Malawi, so it's like Limpopo and Malawi in one call.
What do you miss about SA?
Bro, I miss the life, bro. I know you guys know how to bottles.
Yeah, mummies in the bottles.
Yeah, I've got a girl, so I can't say how much I miss it. But yeah, of course, you know, sometimes you have flashbacks. It's dope.
Wow. Hey, Ruben, thank you so much for joining us, man. I definitely want to come to Malawi after speaking to you, man.
You have to, bro. It's dope. We have the one unique thing about Malawi that we do have is Lake Malawi, which I think I have to shout out before I go. It's a mind trip because we're a landlocked country, but we basically have like waterfront, beachfront items going on because the lake is like a third of the country. So when you go to the lake, it doesn't look like a lake. It looks like the ocean. You know what I mean? Like a proper beach and everything. So yeah, that's.
Japan. Are there a lot of white people that side, bro?
Not as much as SA, but yeah, we have like, you will see white people every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna walk around and not see white people. But I think just the number of people, because obviously everyone was colonized. I know in SA they kind of stuck around.
Waiting for them to leave.
Yeah, that's a different chat. But the way things happened with us came and then they left, but then people still came around and people still visit. You know what I mean? There's Malawi Gold. You can Google that. A lot of people come to try that stuff if you're into it. So yeah, our white people. Yeah. But it's not as much. Like when I was in SA, like it was like a much, you know, you walk around and everywhere it's like, whoa, more white people here than what I'm used to.
Seems like Len is gone, man. But thank you so much, bro. That was really dope, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Guys, pleasure, man.
Keep it easy.
All right, take care, bro. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Ruben representing Malawi. Now we are going to, which country are we going to now? Kenya. We're going to Kenya. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Great, man. So you still haven't sorted out your camera? Oh, there you are.
You know, you told me to give you a few minutes, so I put it off.
Thank you for waiting, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, man. So first, let's start with, are you guys in lockdown, quarantining? What's going on in your country?
We are in quarantine.
By the way, you're from Kenya, right?
Yeah. Okay. My name is Hamis from Kenya.
Hamis?
Hamis. Like, yes.
There's a guy I once worked with at MTV, and he did a lot of shows in Kenya. He said the most beautiful woman in Africa, in Kenya.
Amen, brother. Yeah. I cannot repeat that. Beauty is all around, inside and out.
Meh.
Yeah.
Who would you say is the hottest lady in Kenya? Like the most famous, the most beautiful?
Well, I guess it depends on the setting. Mm. Yeah, like if it's a celebrity who is maybe in movies or in music, is it gospel music? Is it secular music? So it's kind of a vague question.
Okay, right now, top of your head, who's the most famous lady in Kenya?
Top of my head, because I know her, is a lady called Kambua. She does gospel music.
Okay, Kambua, is she on Instagram? Let me search her.
Yeah. I know her, that's why I said her.
So, okay, cool. Give me an Instagram name. Let me check. What's her Instagram name?
Just look for Kambua, you'll find her.
How do you spell it?
K-A-M-B-U-A.
Whoa. A-M?
K-A.
K-A, yeah.
M-B-U-A.
M-B-U-A.
U-A.
Kambua Muzuki.
Yes.
Okay, she's verified. Yeah. Let's see.
Obviously.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You're right.
No, she's a nice lady. Even.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah.
She looks like a proper woman, a proper lady.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
But yeah. Whatever that means.
Yeah, so tell us more about yourself. What do you do out there? Have you been to SA? What do you think of SA?
I haven't been to SA. I was actually supposed to go this year in March with my friends. I have a friend who lives in Zimbabwe and another friend from Kenya. So we had planned on going in March. But then shit hit the fan and that didn't happen. yeah, sorry for using that word. Yeah, but I think it's cool from what I see. I love Rhythm City. Do you watch Rhythm City?
No.
I've always wondered if South Africans watch it as much as we do.
For real?
Yeah, like, seriously.
Are you watching it via DSTV or what? Or ETV or what?
ETV through DSTV.
Oh, through DSTV. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's your favorite character in Rhythm City?
I used to love Gennaro, but they killed him. So
I have no idea who you're talking about.
No, there's some white dude. I think he used to be English. Then he moved to South Africa. Then he made it in film, I guess. So yeah. He was really cool, but they killed him. So now I'm looking for someone else. But then the other day, I sat down and I was like, gosh, I've watched this show for so long. I think if I've watched it a whole month of my life, like 24 hours for a month. So yeah. It's like, I'm gonna stop.
Do you know? I'm sure you've learned some South African words or languages from watching that show.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Hey,
yeah,
let me just give me some time. I remember, I actually do know a couple of words because, I've watched that thing since 2010.
Jeez. Going on your 10-year anniversary.
You know, I should hold the party.
Yeah. And what do you do in Kenya? What do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Oh, you're a doctor.
Yeah, specialized in public health. So I do a lot of public health work. Right now, in this COVID era, we are doing a lot of, contact tracing, looking for guys who are sick.
How does that procedure work, actually? Because I saw on CNN they're trying to do that in America, but America is so big. It's a nightmare.
I know. Mm. It is. I think they're past that because their numbers are so big and heavy. You know, for us, okay, yeah, we just hit the 1,000. South Africa is at what number now? I don't know.
Yeah, I stopped following the COVID-19.
I know.
It depresses me. Yeah.
I know. We've been following it for quite a while. So we just hit the 1,000. We are like 1,100.
And
it's easier because the numbers are not so many. So, like, you get someone who tests positive. The communities are very vigilant. If someone comes in, because they've, like, locked some areas that are outside Nairobi. So if someone comes in from Nairobi, then they call. Then we have to go look for that person. And if they test positive, then we have to look for their contacts, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And how has it been in terms of restrictions in Kenya? Are you guys allowed to go out or are you still on lockdown?
Yeah, I think for us it's not so bad. Okay, there are barriers. There are barriers around, we call it Nairobi metropolitan area. So if you can't go past that barrier to the other side of Kenya, like to other towns in Kenya. So that's the only restrictions that we have. But we also have curfews. You can't go out after 7. So, man, if you're caught in traffic between 6 and 7, just pray to your God because it's hell.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. Everyone is, like, trying to get home before 7. Like, the number of people who've been killed or accidents and stuff are just crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. And in terms of, I know you watch Rhythm City. In terms of music, who do you know from this side?
Oh, not from Rhythm City, but there's this chick who sings Swahili.
Yes,
I think she lived in East Africa or something. What's her name?
Shasha.
No. Gosh, why am I forgetting? Like, her chorus has Swahili words. But you see the beat is the South African. You know the first beat.
I gotta know who you're talking about. Do you have the song on your phone somewhere?
You know, I can hear the song in my head, but I can't remember the name of that song.
Is it a house song? Are we talking?
Yes, it's house. Yes.
Okay, let me name all the house vocalists. I know Msaki, Amifaku. Amifaku.
No.
Shit, that's all I know.
Shoma
Josie. It's a jig. Yes.
Shoma Josie.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, thanks, Len. I'm gonna be out tonight.
Yeah, I like that. And house music is so cool. Like, it's so easy to dance to, and it just makes you happy. And then I love the way you guys dance. Like, even the 70, 90-year-old dude is just, you know, getting down.
His network is horrible, but I think what he's trying to ask is, like, if I come to Kenya, where would you take me?
It depends on what you like. What do you like?
I like bums and good times.
Oh gosh, like, and then I'll just drop you in the middle of Nairobi and just
Nairobi.
I'll drop you in the middle of the central business district. And I just leave you there.
No, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. Where do you normally frequent?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo, so I prefer the out of Nairobi kind of experience.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Also, when you're out of Nairobi, it's different.
Yeah, it's more laid back. It's where you go to relax, because Nairobi can be fast and furious, more like. So, Naivasha, Mombasa, such places.
And when it comes to food, what do you guys like? What's your traditional Kenyan food?
Ugali.
Ugali.
Ugali. Yes.
What is that?
It's like maize meal. Should I call it maize meal? Like ground maize. Mm-hmm. And you mix it with water and then mash it and make it into this big lump of white, heavy gook that you eat with meat, nyama choma and stuff. Nyama choma is roasted meat. Brain.
That sounds like poverty.
Well, oh God.
I'm kidding.
It is good. It is
all right.
Good.
I see it here. Ugali corn fufu.
Fufu is Nigerian, isn't it?
Oh, is that Nigeria? I just searched Ugali.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like corn fufu, but for the Nigerian type, it's a bit smudgy, like sticky.
It looks like, in SA, baby, what's that thing that you like? The bread that we had yesterday. Dumpling. It looks like dumpling.
No, it's not dumpling. Because dumpling is like flour, this other flour for baking, right?
Yeah.
Then you boil it. But this one is like corn flour. Then you boil it and mash it. Then you eat it with brie, like barbecue meat and stuff.
Oh, that sounds nice though.
It does. It's not poverty, man. Yours for the traditional food. That's it.
Hermes, thank you. I'm pronouncing it right. Hermes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hermes, thank you so much for joining in. When you do decide to come to say, come through, and I'll make sure that I take you to Rhythm City because I know you.
Yeah, please. Is it in KZN?
No. I think it's in Joburg. I think they have a studio. I could be wrong, but I think most of our soapies are shot in Joburg. So I'm sure there's a studio around here somewhere I can
see. Yeah. I'll holler when I come. Probably next year I should come because it didn't happen this year.
There we go. Morgan. Hey!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, man. Ah, when are you not even another country? You are next door. You're just here.
I mean, Kimona and Afela, literally.
Back room.
Back room.
Back room.
The border.
You were saying, Len?
I got thrown off. Oh, yes. I was saying, remember we almost were supposed to go to Lesotho last year in December?
Oh, yes. We're looking forward to it, man.
So how come you guys didn't come through?
Do you... Which area were we supposed to go to? I just don't remember. I think you know the details.
We're going to the Black Coffee thing, the Africa's Not a Jungle event.
Woo-hoo! Okay, I missed that. Apparently, that was all sorts of lit.
What do you guys in Lesotho think of, like, South Africans?
Wow, okay.
And be honest, yeah. Be honest.
Okay. So I think in general, we think that South Africans are very opinionated, you know?
Okay. I feel like you're putting it mildly, but okay.
Yeah. You guys are very opinionated. You guys literally, like, and you know, I admire that. I admire that. I admire... You guys own up to your ish. You guys own up to your words and you stick it through, you know? Basotho people, like, Basotho will, how can I say this? Like you said, we make things mild. Han totally hot. Katadiza dibe mildi. Hezelebo lemon and hebo. You know? With South Africans, if it's hot, it's hot. A spade is a spade. You know? So, yeah. That's our opinion of you guys.
Do you guys think we're arrogant and full of ourselves?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Linalibu arrogant. And to a certain extent, nah, this is what I say. I always say, if you're arrogant, be arrogant. Own up to it. It's fine. It's okay. You know? But you need to know how to sort of use it to your own advantage. There are some characters that just don't know how to use it to their own advantage and it just gets out of control. That's where the problem is.
And then are there slay queens that side?
Magji!
Funukwas!
Hey, but there's slay queens everywhere. But tell me your definition of a slay queen. What's a slay queen?
I hate that question, bro. I don't even know how to answer that question.
But you brought it up. You brought it up. You know,
it's somebody who slays.
Yeah.
It's somebody who slays in whatever they do. There we go.
Okay. Okay. So.
Mara wena ukaruna unalibu slay queen inyana wena.
Nah. You know what? Now, I'm not even gonna be offended because God made me to like nice things because I'm made for nice things.
Yeah.
But hustle like slay queen. Nah, I just slay queen. It's just that he won't come over. And he'll wonder to move for that.
So yes. What type of guys are you into? What's my income bracket? What does it have to be to date a girl like you?
Oh my God. Lord, I was never ready for these type of questions. To be honest, how can I say this without being, as long as you can, you know, let me say this, as long as you can look clean and hygienic and you can provide for yourself, then it's fine. Now get like born. Now I've always, you know, had my own bag. For a long time.
What so, bag is this? What do you mean, nugget like born? What's like born a guy?
I'm like, hi, silent, Nike born. So, you know, like things like income and things like that, they're not really important to me as such, but because I always feel like other traits are important. Things like, do you know how to. Your character, do you know how to communicate with the opposite sex? Do you know how to communicate with other people as well? Do you, you know, how do you treat your mom? You know, do you treat her with respect? You treat your female friends with respect, you know? How do you act when you're around your boys? We'll talk about things like credit and, you know, a bit later when we're sort of like a little comfortable with each other. But if I see that maybe let's say your credit is kind of bad, but you have an intention of actually rectifying the situation, then you have a chance.
Who's the most famous guy you've dated?
Sorry?
Who's the most famous guy you've dated?
I haven't.
In Lesotho or just generally?
Let's start in Lesotho.
No, I mean, how about here, like at home, there's no such thing as fame. We're so small, we all need each other. There's no such thing as fame here. We all need each other.
So are you saying somebody like, so there's a rap very popular in SA, Ntate Stan. Is he not like the AK Casper in Lesotho type vibes of?
You could say that he is in that caliber, you know, but guys, the way Lesotho is so small.
Is there Lesotho Twitter?
Popular places, especially during the festival.
Oh, is that a WhatsApp group?
Sorry?
It's a WhatsApp group, which I'm part of, actually.
You kidding, Lynn?
I am.
No, I asked if there's like Lesotho Twitter. Or is it just a WhatsApp group?
Oh my gosh, guys, there is Lesotho Twitter.
All three of them. Yeah.
For your information.
Yeah.
It's like our own little Twitter saga going on there. But yeah, it exists.
Yeah. Don't you get tired of everybody?
Question.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Lynn.
You know, there's this I don't know if it's a misconception or it's a joke that's normally made about, I don't know if you know it, the whole notion, yeah, is that really true?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
So this is how the whole thing goes. A lot of word in Joburg is we must always be careful of helper from Lesotho, because if you are a woman married, she will make leshe for your husband in the morning, but she will be on some trip like.
Yeah, lady. Hi, this is a good question. Give my message. Yes.
So she will ask for okalaga leshe okalaga
enan. Okay. So,
is that Kikuba, a define thing?
It, please define your question so that I can
understand
clear of what I'm answering.
Okay.
I'm listening.
My guy, must stop laughing. But, I want to go and say, hurry. There's a notion, yeah, hurry. Lesotho women can basically take your man at any given time. Basically, that's what it boils down to. To a point whereby, otaro to the husband of the woman, like, and the
Okay, so let me sort of clear it out. Well, by the way, how come we can't see you?
He's the ghost guy for the day.
Okay, cool. All right, no, that's fine.
Why do you want to see him? But
nah, I didn't say that. McGee, those were your words. Okay.
She's pleading, so, she's pleading the fifth.
Guys, Kikuba, right? According to my knowledge, right? This conception was kind of popular at some point because Basotho women were very known for being respectful to, you know, the opposite gender, right? So it's very easy for us to be kokobeta, to submit, right? And then whereas with, I think with, you know, South African women, they're very outspoken, they're very, you know, they always go out of their way, they will always voice their opinion. It doesn't matter na umang,
be feminist,
you will hear what she has to say, you know what I'm saying? And there's no barrier, there is no cap, you know, they will say what side. They say what they're feeling. For us, it's part of our culture. From generations ago, as a woman, right? And so the general meaning to that is that you gotta take whatever that bullshit that, you know, life brings at you, you take it, you deal with it. As I was saying, I think you feel it's my last was that you know, we are very much, you know, whatever life brings at us, we know how to just deal with it without crying. That's always been our culture from generations ago, right? If we are going through some type of like BS, it's not appropriate of us to talk back, or it's not really appropriate of us to kind of like voice how we feel about it. We swallow and we move on, and that's just how it's been. So I think that has just been conceived as no, just because we keep a lot of ish inside, just because we're not really big on voicing out our opinions, we are known to be the respectful type of people. So with the men, it comes across as, oh no, okay, cool, no, she doesn't talk back, so, you know, I'm gonna go along with her and leave my, you know, my South African woman like behind. So I think that's where it kind of stems from.
All right, does that answer your question, Lynn? Lynn?
Yes, yeah, I'm here. Yes, it does. It very much does. Essentially what she's saying is Basotho women are the complete opposite of Tswana women, pretty much.
There we go.
I didn't want to say it because I'm dating one, but I didn't want to say it.
Well, Len said it. He said it.
Anyway, before we let you go, man, can you clarify the thing about Lesotho maids? Or once they go back to Lesotho, they're never coming back.
You are on duty today.
I'm just trying to clarify, like, why they would never go back.
You're part of that, Lynn. You know what I'm talking about,
one, right? One of the reasons why they would never come back, go back, is because, you know, man, life is just so expensive that side, number one. Number two, who fast the money? Like, life that side is a complete opposite of life this side. Life this side is very laid back and very too comfortable. So once you go that side, it's a bit of a culture shock. So once she comes back, it's like, ah, I'm talking to her, like, I can't do what? You know? And you know, Kishapu, I'm okay. Like, tell her, it's a lot of money on my hang. I'll leave it. I'm my hang up to take. I'm my hang up to take. You know, because it's very, very chilled. Yeah. So I that is why.
All right, no, it makes sense. No, cool, man. Anything else you want to ask, Lynn?
No, I think I just have to go to the back room and just experience more of it because I really want to go back. And I'm so gutted that we were actually not able to go last year.
Well, you guys should try coming next year because clearly this year, Rinkile gap year.
Yeah, no, after lockdown, definitely, man. We got to, not just Lesotho, we want to go all over Africa, you know?
Oh, that would be so cool. Yeah, that.
All right. Morakane, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It was an absolute honor. What Morakane?
And say hi to all our five chillers in Lesotho, ne?
Of course, I shall do that. I shall do that.
We're probably bigger in Lesotho than we are in SA per capita. You think about it.
You're probably right. Thank you so much, love. Cheers.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Damn, man. That network was horrible.
That was dope, man.
Very, very nice. I enjoyed that, man.
I think what should be a challenge to us, actually, and to a lot of the chillers who are watching this, we should start exploring the continent more.
Yeah.
I mean, Ruben made. I've never been to Malawi. Now I really want to go to Blantyre because from what he describes, like, it's a vibe, dog. It's a vibe. I just missed a bit of the conversation you were having with MS from Nairobi, but it also sounds like it's a vibe. And in as much as we've got this thing of not acknowledging each other as one, look at the conversations we've had, like Rhythm City. If you were talking about how much of a fan you are the other day, Scorpion King, Ruben mentioned it, he's in Malawi.
Yeah, the world is becoming small, man. The world's becoming really, really small.
But I think for Africa more especially, we've had these conversations before, be it on the podcast, just us training, is that we've got such great potential, but I don't know what is that one thing that is holding us back.
Happy Africa Day, my friend. Where's your clan from, your tribe? Where do they originate from?
Where Morakane is from. I'm a Kimosotho dog.
Oh, yeah, I got you, Musotho, ne?
Yes, that's why I know so many stories about Sotho people.
I found out some vendors come from DRC.
Yes, I think we all, I don't know where we come from, but we came, like, there's probably Zulu and Xhosa in Swahili or Swahili in Zulu and Xhosa. And there's Tswana in Zulu, and like, it's, we all come from one thing, but in movements, we sort of like separated.
Yes.
Like Tonga and Venda are not that far apart in Zimbabwe kind of thing, right? Swahili, Libos, like, yeah, it's Lesotho, Botswana, Lesotho, Sotho. It's, we just one. And I think we just need to be cognizant, celebrate that. And if we can stick together as a force and Mama Gaddafi wanted Africa to one country use currency at some point before he was killed. But if we can get to that level of knowing that, yo, together we are stronger, together we stand, instead of being separated and pointing at each other on some, no, you are Muzulu, you are more Nigeria, we're probably better. We'll probably be much more stronger as a continent and show the rest of the world that we are the shit. Because if you look at it, we actually are, because we're taking over things that they started owning.
Yep. And that, just like that, ladies and gentlemen, the spokesperson of Podcast in Chill has spoken.
Africa, Africa. we're going to do it first. Let's start there.
Dude, after speaking to Ruben, I want to go to Malawi, man. I'm all about good times, dog. I want to go where I can party and drink and have fun. Sounds like a vibe.
Venda is not a country anymore, so we can't go there. but Malawi, definitely. I think Malawi is a vibe. And when he spoke about the lake and like all the water, like beach type setups, I was like, I'm sold here. I'm sold. Yeah.
All right, so this has been Podcast and Chill. Big shout out to our African brothers and sisters. Even if you're not in the African content, you might be in Europe or America, Asia, especially in China. Take care of yourselves, man. We love you. Let's stay together. Keep it 100.
When the big wireless carriers start trying to get you to splurge your tax return on the latest nonsense this year, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199 on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.